Continuing on now. A very happy White House, to say the least. The president came out with some sharp remarks on Twitter to start the day yesterday, but as the day unfolded, it became readily apparent that Bob Mueller was going to be a disaster. And a disaster he was for the Democrats and maybe for his own reputation. It was a slow-rolling train wreck. Joining me now, Stephen Groves. He is a special assistant to the president and deputy press secretary at the White House. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Steve.
So give me a take on the temperature of the White House today. They've had a chance to let this sink in. Bob Mueller, to say he struggled would be being very kind to what I saw yesterday. It was tough to watch, honestly.
It was. I watched it from the very beginning to the very end, and I think like many, many others who watched, within the first 5 to 10 minutes, you saw a witness who so clearly did not want to be there. And he made it clear months ago that he didn't want to be there. And Jerry Nadler and his Democrat allies forced him to be there under threat of subpoena. In an unprecedented thing to have a prosecutor under the current regulations have to come and explain his prosecutorial decisions. It's exactly the type of thing that the 1999 rewrite of the special counsel regulations was meant to prevent. And yet they insisted in the Democrat Party, Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, to put this show hearing on and put Bob Mueller in the situation that we found him in, which was someone who was clearly not a full grasp of this report.
Yeah.
Clearly didn't have a full grasp of the facts. And then
I don't believe he was competent. Yeah, Stephen, I don't believe he was competent. He didn't know his own report. He had to be shown right from the beginning when Doug Collins compared collusion and conspiracy and said, are they the same thing? Nope. Well, on page 180, that's what it says. And
right,
that goes back and forth for a minute. Yeah.
I looked it up myself. I sat there and looked it up and I said, wow, it's right here. This is bad. And then later in the hearing, he says he's not familiar with Fusion GPS. Not familiar with Fusion GPS. They are the company hired by Hillary Clinton to pay for the Steele dossier.
He didn't seem to know who Corey.
Not familiar with that.
Yeah, he didn't seem to know who Corey Lewandowski was. Corey was just on the program here with me a moment ago. He didn't even know who Corey. Here's your campaign manager for a year.
I hope it didn't hurt Corey's.
No, he was all right. He said, you know, if he bought a couple of my books, then he'd know who I was. That's what he said. So Corey was just fine.
and Corey's supposedly this central figure in one of these obstruction charges where the president, you know, ordered Corey Lewandowski to go see that someone was fired. I mean, he's a central part of one of the allegations, and he doesn't, and Robert Mueller doesn't know who he is, so. Just to your first point, it was just a bit of a sad state of affairs.
It was a sad, because here's a guy who has testified 600 times in front of Congress in his capacity there. Stephen Groves here from the White House with us. It became pretty obvious he was not familiar with the report that his name is on. He was not familiar with the material. He had to be told where to reference fact after fact after fact. And so it begs the question, was Bob Mueller, the now former special counsel, nothing more than a figurehead to basically run interference, because he was unimpeachable. He could not be questioned. He's Bob Mueller. He's above the fray. And yet it appears today that Bob Mueller was there just to run interference so that the deputies, Weissman and his henchmen, could run this investigation, if you want to use that term, or persecution might be a better way to look at it. That's the way it appears to us today.
I mean, it's a fair inference, Steve. We don't know all the facts of the day-to-day operations there. But based on what we do know, we know that Bob Mueller was there in an executive capacity. We know that, or we have heard that, you know, he left the hiring of the team mainly to, I think, Weissman and other people who have been proven Democrat partisans, not just registered Democrats, which is fine, of course, but people who donated money, who attended Hillary Clinton's victory party.
Right.
Represented the Clinton Foundation. And you're right. The whole time we could take some heart that, like, you know, veteran Bob Mueller is in charge. He'll oversee. He'll do the quality control. He'll make sure it's not partisan. But then based on yesterday's performance, I think you're exactly right. We have to really question, what was the day-to-day operation?
Yeah, what was going on?
Is this why Volume 2 showed up the way it was with this kind of lengthy law review answer about criminal charges?
Is 180 pages about things that weren't charged, 180 pages about things that never, you know, were followed up. Anyhow, I want to shift gears with you just one moment here, Stephen, and that is this. A New York Times article here a couple of days ago said that the entire race for 2020, the takeaway was that it'll come down to the state of Michigan, where I sit this morning. It all comes down to Michigan in 2020. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't want to go to any great depth about electoral processes because we've got this thing called the Hatch Act, where, you know,
I understand.
White House employees are not really allowed to get too deep into politics. But I think I'll be safe in saying that Michigan is, you know, a crucial state. It's been a crucial state in many national elections. It's a bellwether state like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. The Midwest is the real battleground. And, I'm sure that the president's going to be traveling there and making his case to all good Michiganders from my old place where I used to go over the summer in Niles, Michigan, all the way up to the UP.
Niles, huh? Nice little town.
Yeah, I used to go to my relative, my favorite relatives were in Niles, Michigan. And, you know, we would spend some summers up there. And
well, you should come on back
some Christmases.
Come on back and visit, and be sure to share our phone number here with the boss, because obviously Michigan is critical and crucial. New York Times says it all comes down to Michigan. We'll see what happens. But Stephen Groves, good to have you here. Really appreciate it. Special Assistant to the President, Deputy Press Secretary at the White House. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A quick break, and we'll be right back.